So it's a big deal that you look around the shul. Some people have blue strings on their, blue straps on their talus. Some people have black straps on their talus, like lines, stripes along their talus. Some people have blue, black, some have none. If you go to really progressive shul, you may get lucky, you may get red, pink, multicolored. So what's pshat? Is there any basis? Now, I'll be honest, before I prepared this chabura, and realize how, you know, I guess I'm an amaretz, you're really straight up Shulchan Aruch about this topic. I always thought, like, it's, you know, the newest style. But it may shock you. I know, I was very surprised. The Gemara Menachos says that a talus only patters the tzitzis if it's the same type. So what does that mean? So Rashi immediately pipes up and says what that means is, if you have a red beged, the tzitzis need to be red. If you have a green beged, the tzitzis need to be green. Rambam writes, talus shikua aduma, if you have a fully complete red beged, o yoroka or green, o mishar tzivon, or any other color, o sechute lovin shalak ein tziva. You need to make the white strings, because remember in those days they had tcheles. So we're not talking about the tcheles strings, those are obviously bluish, but the white strings, you have to make the same color of the beged. Im yoroka, if you have a green beged, yorokin. Im aduma, adumin, red. Very interesting halacha. Is this paskin in Shulchan Aruch? It is. Yei shomrim, says Shulchan Aruch. Straight up Shulchan Aruch. Shetzarech lasos hatzitzis mitzeva hatalus. That the beged must be the same color as the strings. Vamidaktikin, people who are midaktik, who are careful, noagin kain. This is what they do. Now, this is a Shulchan Aruch. So for our Svardi friends, it's a very open, shut halacha. In fact, the Mishnah Berurah explains why. The reason is because it says, Zeh keli vanveyu. It should be beautiful. Ask your wife, if you wear a red top and a green bottom or a red whatever, you're going to look like a weirdo, right? It has to match, it can clash, right? I'm learning that with my teenage daughters, what exactly, I always thought, you know, blue and blue, it doesn't make a difference, but apparently light blue and dark blue is it could clash. I'm learning all the shtick. But the point is that it shouldn't clash. Zeh keli vanveyu means that the top and the bottom, the strings and the beged should be the same color. Fine. The second reason the Mishnah Berurah gives is based on a drasha that a knaf min knaf, that the strings should be similar to the same type as the beged. Fine. For Sfaradim, it seems pretty straightforward. Comes along the Rama and based on a Truma Sadeshin, says something pretty cryptic. Vashkenazim, us Ashkenazim, ain't noagin lasus at tzitzis levonim. Sorry, rak levonim. Us Ashkenazim, we only make our strings white, af bibegodim tzibuim. So if you have an orange shirt, your strings must be white. If you have a green shirt, green beged, the strings must be white. That's what we do. The ain lashanus, says the Rama, based on Mitzvah Sedeshin, we don't change. That's what we do. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Comes along the Mishnah Berurah and says, not so fast. Orange beged, white tzitzis. So v'svardim, that's no good. Ashkenazim, it's going to be good. So says the Mishnah Berurah, I've got an idea. Why don't we, Ashkenazim, be like our Svardish friends and cover so that we could have the same tzitzis? I understand you want to have white strings, so therefore you must have a white beged as well, says the Mishnah Berurah. We're careful, he says. Roy lemedaktik. He says you really should do lasu stavka dalid kanfos utalus katan lovin. To have the beged should be white. Kadesha yotze lidea kol. Why should we exclude the Svardish opinion from our Ashkenazic minhag? And therefore, if we're having white strings, we may as well have a beged of the same color. So therefore, since we're having white strings, you should have a white shirt, white tzitzis beged as well. You're with me? Mishnah Berurah throws in another reason, based on a pasuk, I forget where this pasuk is, it's not in the Torah, it's in Nach, Ulevushe Kislog Chivar, which is referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, somehow wears a white talus. I'm not sure, I forgot to look up where the pasuk is, but that's what Mishnah Berurah says. Okay? So for Ashkenazim, Svardim, it seems very easy, they must wear all, whatever color of the top is, the bottom has to be the same. Ashkenazim, we don't have follow that. Our tzitzis are white. Says the Mishmur, so you may as well make the beged white as well. Comes along the Shari Tshuva, and we start getting, you know, off the beaten track. Says the Shari Tshuva, some people have green talesim. That's such a good idea, he says. He says, don't do this for kavod yontif. The fact that he says, don't do this, means that there are obviously some people in the time of the Shari Tshuva who had green, and really the Amshul Shlomo he's citing, who had these green begadim. Says the Shari Tshuva, not such a good idea to do this. He says it should only be white. Then he says one more line. Even the atara, even the crown, should only be white as well. Now follow me here. Up until now, we were talking about the basic beged. The Shari Tshuva, quoting Mesiyam Shoshomo, takes it one step further. No other colors on your talus. Even that tara, one drip on the top, must be white as well. Okay. Hence, the Sfaradim backed me up over here. Sfaradim, I think, all white. No? Completely white. They follow the Shulchan Aruch. They follow Shari Tshuva. The whole thing is the same color. Very simple. What about the Ashkenazim? 1488, the Leket Yosher was Nifter. He was a Talmud of the Trumas Adeshin, which is the source of the Ramah. Listen to this. You can't make this stuff up. I got the actual source. I printed it out word for word, so no one doubts me over here, okay? Vizokhreni, I remember, Tava Mahadr, that my Rebbe, the Trumas Adeshin, which is what all Minhag Ashkenaz is based upon, mostly, a large part of Minhag Ashkenaz, Mahadr wa Atra b'taliso achar meshi sheitzvu tcheles. He would have a blue techeles strip on his talus, reminiscent of the techeles that we no longer have. Shekorin himmel blue, which is called sky blue, right? No, himmel blue, that's enough Yiddish, I know. Right? Himmel blue, oh, sh'er blue. I don't know what shin aleph resh means. I don't know if that's Yiddish or Hebrew, other types of blue, shar blue, okay. Aval ishto, but his wife, Trumas Adeshin's wife. You don't get better than this. Nasna lo talus. She gave him a red one. Look at the Shalom Bayis. He wore it and made a brach on it for a few days, and then I guess it got lost. Yeah? Quote unquote, lost. Yeah? But he wore this red talus with white strings for a couple of days, but he eventually got rid of it and put a blue one on. Mishnah Brura. It's 100 plus years ago. Not so far. Mishnah Brura writes that, Masha, based on the Prima Gadim, Masha Sfasa Beged Ke'en Tcheles, this that people put on the lip or the edge of the Beged, or even the top or the bottom, a blue strip, B'tawi Shalanu, Basar Ikra Beged Azlinan, even though it's not fully white, since most of it is white, that is sufficient. Aruch HaShulchan says, also 100 plus years ago, we put the strip of blue on it, Linoi, to make it look pretty. So I ask you the obvious question. Raise your hand if you have a blue strip on your talus. Raise your hand if you have a black strip on your talus. Come on. Stripes, a couple. Yeah. So raise your hand if you got black. No? Is it or not? It's a sweep over here. No one is saying they have blue stripes on their talus. So what is pshat? So I got four quick pshat for you. Pshat number one, they want to say tcheles was really blackish. Tcheles is a blue, black, it was a dark blue, so black was like blue, so that's really where our minigame. Okay. Pshat number two, I saw him say for Beis Yisachar, that it switched. It used to be blue, then all of a sudden reform, he says a chafshim. Chafshim, I think, the free, the reform, people do whatever they want, right? So they put on colorful talisim, so therefore we switched it to black. Okay. The McDonald's Celio says, you know what pshat is? Tzarchi, and I don't know why our talisim are black. Really, they should be blue stripes. The Sefer V'Hayo Lechem Tzitzis says, minog bells, I don't know if this is true, anyone here, bells are chassid. Apparently they have blue stripes. I never heard of bells having blue stripes on their talis. You have to go check it out. That's what he writes. I'm not proficient up in minog bells. Then you get the most unbelievable Meir Malkum, which I don't know if I should turn off the recording for this, but I wrote to you the lush. On Eish.com, I'm reading to you from Eish.com, and then I'll read to you from a Sefer. David Wolfson, who lived from 1856 to 1914, a businessman prominent in the early Zionist movement, was aware that the nascent Zionist movement had no official flag. He writes about preparations for the Zionist Congress. It's early 1900s, if anything, late 1800s. What flag would we hang in the Congress Hall? Then an idea struck me. We have a flag, and it's blue and white, the talit with which we wrap ourselves when we pray. That is our symbol. Let us take the talit from its bag and unroll it before the eyes of Israel and the eyes of all nations. So I ordered a blue and white flag with the shield of David printed it, painted upon it. This is how the national flag that flew over Congress Hall came into being. Says the Shin of Vaisalas and Sefer Benoig Shaba Olam, so Bis Minog, you know, of Yiddishkeit, he writes, and therefore the Shin of Rebbe and others felt it was too Zionistic to have a blue stripes on the Talis, so they changed it to black. Zoyzokt. Cannot get over that Marmakum. I guess originally, 100, you have to go back into the archives, 200 years ago, everyone had blue stripes. Then when it became all Zionin, Haredim, whatever it is, they switched it to black. Chaim Kanievsky was asked, what's the pshat for the black stripes on the talis? So first he said, one place his quote is saying it was Lanoi, it makes it pretty. The second place he says, well, it makes sense, because black represents Averas, and white represents, you know, clean, love, and the pure. And so therefore we have black and white stripes on our talis to show us no one is perfect, and that we're all working on ourselves. I guess that's a nicer answer than maybe the Tzionishup shot. But I guess that is, obviously, there is basically, if you ask me, should we all go back to wearing blue stripes on our talis? Probably that's the more correct pshat, especially if you want to be tchelis. But obviously, Minog Olam is not that way for some reason. Shkoyach.